Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toonami Therapy. Today on September 2nd of 2021, I'm Michael.
I'm Tommy.
And we are here, as usual, to come in and talk about some anime we've been watching, some of which is on Toonami. Okay, so, shall we jump into it then?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll begin with Fina, Pirate Princess, Episode 4. So the ship is going to try to get to this place to try to find out stuff about the gem thing. But the first half of the episode is mostly comedy stuff with Fina trying to learn to fight better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm also left wondering, so when they're practicing shooting the bow, why are they shooting it towards the water? Doesn't that just waste the arrow? why not, try to point it on something on the boat? So, I mean, I would think you could reuse the arrow?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, so we get that, and that's mostly just kind of some comedy bits. Then they end up going over to the place. They find out that the stone came from someplace in France, and it was apparently bought by Joan of Arc, except 5 years after she was killed. So I guess there's that. Yeah, that's a big thing we learned. Also, there's this woman who helped them out, who I thought was going to turn out to be a villain, but she doesn't, so, yet. Maybe she will later on, I don't know.
Yeah.
So
what do you think of this episode?
It was decent. I think I liked the previous one more. Some of the comedy stuff was kind of funny. The plot stuff, though, I mean, they're making some progress, I guess, but at the same time, like I said, that stuff with Joan of Arc was the only thing that we really learned, I think.
Yeah. Funny thing is, I feel exactly the same way as you. Same thing on everything there. The last episode was a lot better, but I mean, this wasn't horrible or bad. It just wasn't too interesting. So, yeah, just an average episode.
Yeah. So, that'll be the intro. So, I mean, we got a little bit there. I just kind of feel like that's all we got. It was basically they went there, got that information, then got told, but your princess is in another castle. essentially, that was basically what happened. And so story-wise, they could have just gone directly to their new location at this place. Like, they could have just been told, hey, go to this place originally, and then go to the new place and have gotten the information there. But I want to be fair, maybe some of the stuff that did happen that, or like, while they were in the German place of, I'm looking at Liebar Oberstein, is going, maybe some of that stuff will be important. Okay. So, we're done with that. We've got My Hero Academia episode 105. So they're still doing the work study stuff with Endeavor. And then the writers decide, well, we should probably give more development to Endeavor and his family and stuff. So they all just go there to go to his family's house to eat stuff. We have Deku basically turning into someone from Food Wars when analyzing the food.
Yeah.
The big thing, I guess, is that the other kids are still kind of angry at Endeavor. We get a mention where Endeavor says, you see a picture of someone, some other kid of his, and he says, oh, I wish you were still, you were here, Toya. And, I don't know if this is the first time he's been mentioned, or if we, it's one of those things where, see, I know the story behind it, but I don't know how much the anime has told us yet.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't want to spoil it for me, right?
Yeah, I don't think we know much of anything about him yet in the anime.
Okay.
So right now I think it's just a mystery about, you know, oh, he's Endeavor's kid. Well, what happened to him?
Yeah.
Is he dead? Did he get abducted by aliens? Did he join the army? Did he get isekai'd? Oh, one thing I wanted to mention. The previous episode, I said that the ending thing was supposed to, like, the post-credits sequence. I was saying, oh, that actually did. That tried to take the filler stuff and turn it into the actual main story. Apparently, actually, it was just to set up the My Hero Academia movie World Heroes' mission. So not even that. I never saw the movie. I don't know if it's good or not.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, anything.
How many My Hero Academia movies are there?
I think there's at least two. Mm-hmm. Let me check on that. Let's see, movies. According to Wikipedia, it has received 3 animated films.
Wow.
Yeah, My Hero Academia, 2 Heroes, Heroes Rising, and World Heroes Mission. Although I think, yeah, so that's a lot. Although, how many have Dragon Ball and One Piece had? I know they've gotten in a bunch of movies.
Mm-hmm.
Let's actually just take a quick look at them. There have been 20 Dragon Ball movies, animated movies. There's also been at least 2 live action ones I know of. There's mm-hmm. Dragon Ball Evolution, which everyone says is terrible and makes fun of. There was also a Japanese one. I actually saw some of this one. It was called like Dragon Ball: The Magic Begins, and it wasn't that good, but it wasn't that bad. Yeah, so let me just check the theatrical films for One Piece. 14.
Wow.
Yeah. Of course, a lot of these movies, like, they're not even remote. They're, like, not only just not canon, they're, like, they don't even fit into canon. a lot of the times, these sort of films. There's a few exceptions. I know, like, Battle of Gods and Resurrection F were supposed to be like canon stuff, and then they were dramatically stretched out and adapted into the first 2 arcs of Dragon Ball Super. Mm-hmm. Like I've said to people, don't watch those first 2 arcs, just watch the movies. You'll get everything from those arcs and in 1/5 the time and with better animation. Okay. Anyway,
Hero Academia, normal episode, you know, about average.
Yeah. Okay. Then we've got Food Wars episode 63.
And so basically, once again, someone competes in their specialty, and it looks like our team is going to beat them, but then it turns out that since the people battling for our team are people we've never met before and don't know anything about, they lose. And that gives us our first sense of adversity so far in this battle, although it doesn't really feel like it because these are 2 guys we don't even know anything about. So, yeah, I wasn't too impressed with Food Wars tonight. I've always said less food, more wars. And there's too much food in this episode.
Yeah, I'd agree. Except one thing, one of the guys who lost, we actually did know a bit about the guy whose strategy was just to like copy what the opponent does and then do it better.
Him. Yeah,
we knew him. The other guy, I don't think I could tell you anything about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because you've got like. Throughout this whole thing, of course, we've got those other characters, you know, and they're the spectators and they're in that cage thing. And I'm just thinking, you know, why did they do that to them? Why not keep some of them in and then you wouldn't have to bring in characters we don't care about to fill out the team?
Right.
Like, because there's like several characters there, you know, we have some investment in, so.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But. I suppose maybe the idea was, well, we got to have some of the good guys get knocked out quickly, so might as well just have them be people that the viewer doesn't care so much about. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't really have much to add to that. You basically described it pretty well. Mm-hmm. The one thing, of course, is that finally we have someone actually win their specialty.
Yeah.
Okay, so after that, we've got Black Clover, episode 163, also known as, I kind of noticed it last episode, but I really noticed it this episode. The bad guy has the exact same voice as Endeavor does. So they're still going up against that. We get a flashback where we find out Gray is basically Cinderella, except her wicked stepsisters are her actual sisters. That's basically what we learn in her flashback. Well, she also met Gaush at some point, but Gaush didn't know it was her because she was using the copy magic to look like someone else. But yeah, so we got that. Then we're able... So yeah, we've gotten that stuff, and then the rest of it basically is, you know, them continuing the fight against the bad guy, Dante, that's his name. And then let's see. Oh yeah, and then it cut and then we cut over to see some stuff with the other characters and stuff. And then at this point we're like, well, we need someone to get a definite win. So Luck manages to do it, to beat the guy that he was up against.
Yeah. Luck is turning into Kenpachi.
I mean, he already was kind of Kenpachi. He just wasn't as strong.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, if you want Kenpachi, you've already got Mario Leona. She's just the female Kenpachi.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so... Yeah, that was Black Clover, basically. I remember... I don't know if you remember it, because it was a while ago, but you remember in Isekai Quartet when they put on that Cinderella play? And all the people playing the characters were still acting like themselves. So you have Ram being Cinderella, except she's being more abusive to the stepsisters than they are to her.
Uh-huh.
Like that kind of wacky stuff. Or when Darkness is one of the stepsisters and she actually gets excited about being abused. I was just reminded of that thing. Cinderella has been forever ruined for me thanks to Isekai Quartet. All right. Anything you wanted to say?
No, not really.
Okay. All right. That's all of our Toonami stuff. So I guess we can move into the other stuff. So we got Bakken Test episode 20.
Okay, so yeah, it's basically the same stuff again. Same lack of plot, same jokes. But I have to admit that I found some of this stuff funny. I did enjoy some of the jokes, and but yeah, just pretty much the usual stuff. And then in the post credits scenes, Mina Me just comes up and kisses Yossi. So now there's a problem. There's going to be a problem next episode. So I'm kind of interested in seeing what's going to happen next episode.
Well, I really, on the whole, did not like this episode. It's just the same thing as the previous episode, really. And I'm just think, which itself was kind of the same thing as the episode before it.
Right.
If this and the previous episode had been combined into one episode, I think it would have worked a lot better for it. But yeah, there's also all the stuff with, you know, them trying to get all the other guys to, you know, hey, help us and we can peep in on the girls. And I'm thinking like this, like, and I'm just thinking, so like this series, it aired in 2011 and the original light novels were in 2007. At this point, guys, you have the internet at your disposal. If you are this desperate to see that, you can go online. I'm not saying you should, but I'm saying that if you are this desperate, you have the means to do it.
Mm.
It's just something you keep seeing in all these like shows where you know you have the guys like wanting to do that, and you know there's other ways to do it. But yeah, so there's also that. We did find out Miharu was the one behind it. Honestly, I'm getting really... I am not really liking her much at all. I just find her kind of annoying. And kind of creepy, too, with the way she... with her interactions with Minami. It's kind of like... I can't remember her name. What was that girl from Bleach who, you know, was, like, into Orihime?
Chizuru.
Chizuru. It's like Chizuru, except Chizuru was only like a small thing. Like, you know, she came in, she did her thing. It was kind of funny. I'm forgetting all the Bleach characters' names. Well, Totsuki? Was that the other? Oh, yeah. Then Totsuki just whacks her away and we move on. That worked. Miharu, like, it just goes, the stuff is like goes on for too long and ruins it. So, but yeah, it's really mostly just the same joke. So if this in the previous episode had been one episode, it would have been it would have worked much better. The only things I really liked about this episode were the punchline where they go through all that and then they find out the only person in the baths is a principal. The post-credit sequence, which actually did make me think, oh wow, I'm actually interested in the next episode now.
Yeah.
So yeah. Also, I did not even recognize Minami when she didn't when she had her hair down in that one scene.
Yeah, I didn't recognize her either.
So yeah, that's something to note, I guess. All right. So then we move on to Kaguya-sama episode 22. So in this one, we've got four different sections. The first one is us finding out, I guess, some more information about Shirogane's family. The second one is another one where Shirogane is hopeless at something and Chika is very frustrating in teaching him how to do it. Then the third one, we get a kind of we just get some exposition quick on Yu's backstory. And the last one, which was the best one, I think, was the when we're starting with the sports festival, and there's some pretty funny stuff where Shirogane's father is talking to Kaguya, except she doesn't know who he is, so he's kind of manipulating her and into, like, you know, talking about what she thinks about Shirogane until, you know, Shirogane shows up, and both of them have a hilarious reaction to finding out what happened.
Yeah, that was a great segment.
So that was it. There unfortunately wasn't too much to say about most of this stuff, unfortunately.
Yeah, so I really like that segment where Kaguya and Shirogane's father are talking to each other, and everything that went down in that segment was really good and really funny. And the rest of it, like, nothing, pretty much. Like, I just didn't like anything else. So, so I guess it's like, I think of this episode as just that segment, and it was really good, but the other stuff I was just like, I don't really care about it. Like, we've moved away from the whole Love is War thing, and now we're doing all this side stuff with Chika and these other characters, and it really isn't the same show that we first started watching. And you know, I'm more into the whole Love is War thing. That's what I'm here for. And unfortunately, we didn't get much of that until that brilliant segment with Kaguya and Shirogane's father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was sad. One other comment I had was there's a brief bit where in the second segment where Kaguya and Chika are fighting over who gets to teach Shirogane, and they're basically playing a tug of war with them, and it gives like this, and the narrator mentions this thing about how there's this one guy, what did he call him? I wrote it on Echizen Uka, this Japanese judge who, you know, when two different women claimed that some baby was theirs, he said, okay, tug of war, and then whoever let go first after the baby cried out would be the real mother, you know, which I don't know if that's actually true or not. I glanced at the guy's Wikipedia page and it doesn't say anything, so I don't know if that was just like some legend, because I mean that's blatantly taken from the famous Judgment of Solomon from the Bible, so I don't know if that was like some legendary thing about this guy based on that, or if it was or something, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that. I enjoyed some of the stuff more than you did, but I did agree that the last segment was the best. That's Kaguya-sama. I should give you a warning. The next episode is not very funny.
Okay.
It like not as in like, you know, the jokes don't land. I mean, it's an episode that's not trying to be funny.
I see.
So yeah, since I had seen that one already, I figured I should let you know so that you could adjust your expectations.
Yeah.
All right, so we've finished with that. We can then move on to Fate Zero Episode 2. Do you want to be doing these, or?
No, you can do it. You're better at it than me.
Okay. So in this one, we've got... Okay, I'm making sure to look at a synopsis of this episode so I can remember who all the characters are. So, the guy who was the student, his name is Waver, apparently. And he's, we get some stuff with him and his servant who's called Skander. Apparently he's supposed to be Alexander the Great or something like that. I don't know. Who wants to just take over the world when it's all over. Their interactions were kind of funny. We also find out that, contrary to what I thought, the reason the people were surprised about Saber showing up wasn't because they were surprised their She looked exactly like Alice from Sword Art Online. But rather because it was supposed to be King Arthur and she's a girl, so we find out, oh, hey, King Arthur, yeah, he was actually a girl in disguise this whole time. We basically told, yeah, she pulled the sword from the stone, so in order to, you know, keep up the whole thing, she just pretended to be a guy. Seems legit.
Yeah.
I'll be fair, there were only a few things that I knew going into this that I knew about the Fate series. One of them was King Arthur is apparently a girl. That was one of the four things I knew going into it. So I'm like, oh, okay, that explains that.
Yeah.
The other thing is we get some stuff with I don't know if we've seen this guy before, like the his name's Ryunosuke. I don't know if we've seen him before. Did we see him the previous episode? He's the guy who's like crazy and evil and gets gets the servant guy who, conveniently enough, is also crazy and evil.
Yeah.
And they they kill the kid to demonstrate how crazy and evil they are.
Yeah.
So I guess they're the bad guys of this show.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of went overboard with it to make sure that we hated that character. They wanted to make sure that we were that we completely hated that guy by making him kill a young person. So, yeah.
In a pretty sadistic way, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Although, one thing it also made me heavily dislike was whoever set the brightness for that scene, because it was so dark I couldn't even tell what was going on through some of it. Then the last thing is that we have that, what's his name? I can't remember. Well, one of the guys sends his servant to go do something, but then the servant guy gets killed. So I don't know if he gets a replacement one or if that's just over for him, which would seem a little weird because it seemed like he was setting stuff up for him. But I guess we'll find out next episode.
Uh-huh.
So what did you think?
I thought it was a pretty good episode, but one thing I don't like is that for some reason Funimations won't give me subtitles while I watch the dub, so I have a harder time keeping up with what people are saying and people's names. I don't know many people's names because of it. I wish it had a closed caption thing or something, because I'm getting very confused so far.
Yeah, I noticed that also, and that was kind of annoying. I'm not sure. I think, let's see, did Funimation, I'm not sure, did they actually dub the series, or did, a different group dub it, and then it just came to them, and they put it up on their site?
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Because if it was like that, I could understand that them not, they weren't provided it at the time. So they're just like, well, we're not going to bother with that. But yeah, that is something I've noticed that they've done that. Some of their earlier series, they don't have the captions on. And yeah, that is actually a little, that I was noticing that also. Let me just see. It looks like I think Aniplex was the one who dubbed it. So I think then it just ended up with Funimation. A bunch of times, one company will get an anime and dub it and stuff, and then eventually it'll just end up in someone else's license, and they'll just say, well, we've got it. Let's put it on our site now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was enjoyable. I did understand better who the characters were and such, and I'll be fair, it's doing a decent enough job introducing them. So yeah, this was this was decent. I do wonder exactly how this is going to go. This might seem weird, but since there's like seven people in this thing and they're going against each other, I'm like, okay, that's interesting. How are you going to get 26 episodes out of that? I guess we'll see. But decent, decent episode.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And, yeah, so that's it, I guess.
Yeah, that basically was it, unless there's some other show we watched that I am forgetting. Was there? Did you watch Yashihime? I don't think I watched Yashihime.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, well, we already watched it. Okay, so that's our shows. I guess we can just jump into our individual top threes.
Yep, mine is pretty simple. It's all the non-Toonami shows. So third place is Kaguya-sama, second place is Bakuman Test, and first place is Fate Zero.
Okay, well, for me, it would be third place would be My Hero Academia, second place Fate Zero, and first place Kaguya-sama. Mm-hmm. And that's them, basically. Yes, that is the shows that we have watched. We watched those shows. They were watched by us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, any news or anything interesting to talk about?
Nah, not really.
I don't think there was any new Toonami news. Let me just double check. I'm not seeing any thing. We'll probably get Demon Slayer at some point because Season 2 is going to be airing soon, and I assume they'll dub it and air it on Toonami at some point.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we'll see you all next week with more of this stuff that we've been watching. Like I said, very redundantly earlier. Let's see. Was there anything else I wanted to mention? Nope, that's it, I guess. All right, we'll see you all next week, where hopefully I will not ramble quite as badly.
Bye-nee.
Oh, who am I kidding? I'll always ramble badly.